I'm just off Keswick Dam Road on the western edge of Reading. The car fire blasted through this neighborhood on the evening of July 26th, incinerating dozens of homes. Now, a crew in white hazmat suits and respirators is methodically sifting through the ash and rubble. Ivan Rodriguez with the California Department of Toxic Substances Control says this is phase one of the cleanup.
That entails screening the properties that have been devastated by the fire and looking at household hazardous waste that needs to be removed to allow for the ash and debris to go off in a future time.
Rodriguez says the typical American home contains a whole range of products that can cause toxic contamination after a fire.
We're looking for compressed gas cylinders, we're looking for batteries, looking for any paints, any solvents, any pesticides, herbicides.
The hazmat workers are marking what they find with spray paint to signal the removal crews. White paint for propane tanks and other standard hazardous wastes. Pink for asbestos, which requires its own special removal techniques. Once phase one is complete, crews will collect the ash and rubble, including the building's foundation, and haul it off to a hazardous waste facility. The danger of toxic ash blowing across the landscape gives this job a sense of urgency, but there are other post-fire threats as well. Daniel Whitley is standing on the deck behind his home in the Lake Reading Estates neighborhood, where many homes were damaged or destroyed. Whitley's was nearly one of them.
We're looking at the remnants of the car fire that came perilously close to the back of the house.
As he points to the burned hillside right outside his back door, he talks about his plans to head off the erosion that winter rains are likely to cause.
I'll put in some straw wattles, those long straw-filled flexible things, and then I'm going to plant some perennial bunch grasses up there.
Whitley says if he can get the grasses established before winter, he thinks he can avoid potential mudslides. Drew Coe says that in some of Reading's burned over hillside neighborhoods, so-called debris flows could well be a danger.
You can have essentially a large mass of rock and mud and water moving down, and it can wipe out a house.
Coe is with CAL FIRE's Watershed Emergency Response Team. The group of hydrologists, soil scientists, and other experts uses sophisticated digital mapping tools and on-site observation to identify populated areas at risk for landslides and other post-fire hazards to property and safety. He says the size of the car fire and the geological conditions in Reading means the threats here aren't as dire as after last year's massive Thomas Fire in Southern California.
We don't have large concentrations of populations just downstream of watersheds that can really respond in a high magnitude way to storms following wildfire. We don't have a Montecito here.
Montecito, near Santa Barbara, was hit with monster mudslides last January when heavy rains fell on burned-over hillsides. Nearly two dozen people died. But risks to people and their homes aren't the only erosion concern.
We are looking at Upper Clear Creek, and across from us is actually one of our restoration projects.
Tricia Bratcher is a biologist with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. She says her agency and others have spent a lot of time, effort, and money restoring this creek so salmon and other threatened fish can recover. Now she and her colleagues are worried the post-fire hillsides, denuded of vegetation, could undo some of those gains by allowing ash and fine sediment to wash into the creek and clog up the nests where salmon lay their eggs.
You need water moving through that nest to bring in dissolved oxygen. And if it's full of sand and fines, it smothers the eggs and they die.
Clint Snyder with the Regional Water Quality Control Board adds that ash from burned homes often contains heavy metals and other toxins. And he says,
as those metals move into the stream systems, then we have the potential to further impact salmonids and other organisms from a toxicity standpoint.
Snyder says efforts to prevent erosion into those streams is crucial to minimizing the harm that sediment and toxins could do to fish. Right now, the clock is ticking, and efforts to get hillsides stabilized and contaminated sites cleaned up are in full swing. How soon winter rains arrive and how heavily they fall will go a long way toward determining how much damage the car fire continues to cause long after the flames are doused. Liam Moriarty, JPR News, Reading.